The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A statement win to kick off a new campaign. The Barracuda winners 5-0 on the road against the Ontario Reign. Yaroslav Askarov, in his Sharks organizational debut, makes 22 stops to earn his 10th career AHL shutout. And the Barracuda face a Reign team that they lost 8 times to last year. And in their first crack at them this season, they win big by a final score of 5-0. As we welcome you back inside the Toyota Arena, the Barracuda winners 5-0 here in their season debut as they get goals tonight from Anthony Vincent, a pair from Casper Holtman, Colin Graf scored, and Joey Keane sealed the win with his first in a Cuda sweater in his Cuda debut at 18:21 of the third. Philip Biestead, he picked up 2 assists. Casper Holtman had the 2 goals. Paul Dorolski had 2 assists. And the Barracuda with a balanced attack. Special teams, one of the biggest factors. They go 6-4-6 on the penalty kill. And they go 2-4-5 on the power play. Well, let's recap this one. Going back to the opening period, it's 6:26. The Barracuda recorded 7 of the first 8 shots in the game, and they would score the first goal in the opening period. Anthony Vincent, who scored 3 times last year, tips in the season's opening goal on a shot from the point by Joey Keane to get the Barracuda started.
Zone gains the offensive line, rolls it into the corner for Vincent, who leans into Riley Walsh for the body check. Up top to the point, there's a shot, they score! It's tipped through, Anthony Vincent is able to carom the puck past Portillo, and the Barracuda get the first goal of this game, and they've got a 1-0 lead.
A dream tip off the crossbar right where the far post connected with the crossbar, that upper right corner, and in. It went in and came out almost as quickly as it went in. A beautiful tip from Vincent, who did a lot more than just provide that early offense. He was under the skin of Reign players all night long. So the Barracuda with a good start. They take a 1-0 lead. They outshoot the Reign 6-5 in the first, and they kill off the game's only penalty that led to a power play in the opening period. We did see the mitts dropped in the first. Sean Element and Lucas Van Roboys fought in the opening period. So to the second we would go, and in the second, the Cuda would go on to a power play as the captain, Joe Hicketts, was called for slashing 59 seconds into the frame, and on the Cuda's first power play of the game, in his AHL debut, Casper Holtman, the 19-year-old, would score his first goal at 2:34 as Philip Biestead, the fellow youngster, would set him up. And quick one-timer, Holtman, he scores! So the Barracuda jump out to a 2-0 lead on the Holtman goal. Barracuda would add to their lead up 2-0 going into the third. They would start to pour it on in the third period as they would score 3 different times. Holtman with 1 on the power play during a 5-on-3. Colin Graf also scoring as the Barracuda got some great goaltending from Askarov, some big-time stops in that second. But they would really start to turn it on offensively in the third, adding to their lead.
So it doesn't look like Podorolski's in the box. Here's a chance for Joey Keane. He scores! 5-0 Barracuda as Keane's got his second point of the game in his Cuda debut.
That was basically the nail in the coffin in the third. Joey Keane ripping one home, and the Barracuda at the time would take a 5-0 lead. So they get goals of the game from Vincent in the first, Holtman in the second on the power play, Graf in the third on a beautiful backhand forehand finish, and then Holtman again on the power play in the third during a 5-on-3, and Keane during 4-on-4 play, able to rip one home, and the Barracuda seal the victory 5-0 behind the shutout from Yaroslav Askarov. An outstanding opening night performance for the Barracuda. They are winners by a score of 5-0. Final shots, 23-22 in favor of the Cuda, who outshot the Reign in the third 8-6. Special teams, a huge factor tonight. Barracuda 2-for-5 on the power play. Ontario 0-for-6 on the advantage. San Jose had 43 minutes in penalties. We saw a couple of misconducts late. Ontario 37 minutes in penalties. Again, it got chippy late as the rain were maybe trying to get a bit of flesh before the night ended. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star, Andrew Podorowski, in his Cuda debut. As advertised, two more points for the veteran Podorowski, who came into the game. This is first with the Barracuda, but a longtime American Hockey Leaguer. Many, many multiple point games in his career. That is the 70th of his career, in which he's recorded 2 points in a game. Productive as they come. It's his 108th multi-point game of his AHL career for Podorowski. He is our number three star. Casper Holtonen, 2 goals, both on the power play. The 19-year-old is our number two star, finished with 2 shots on net. Both found the twine. And the number one star, Yaroslav Askarov, in his Cuda debut, picks up his 10th career shutout. Barracuda win it. They'll try to sweep the weekend tomorrow as these teams run it back. 3 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 2:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch live on AHLTV.com. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 33 minutes, 8,937 sod here at the Toyota Arena. Portillo, the loser. He was 5-0 last year against the Barracuda, allowed just 7 goals in those 5 games. He allows 5 tonight, his first loss against San Jose in 6 career games. Askarov in his first ever game against the Rain. He's the winner, 22 stops. Barracuda are 1-0 on the young season. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether you watched or you listened. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow for our pregame coverage that starts at 2:30 down here in the Inland Empire. Until tomorrow night, for the entire Barracuda organization, we'll remind you of tonight's final score. Barracuda 5, Rain nothing, and we'll say so long and good night from the Toyota Arena in Ontario. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.